My name is Tanya Hernandez. I'm 18 years old. Today is May 28th, 2019, and I'm speaking with Scarlett, who is my best friend. We are recording this interview in Chula Vista, California. Can you tell me about some of the people who have been the kindest to you in your life?
Some of the people that have been the kindest to me have been you and Bridget, because you're always there for me when I need you. You're always just a FaceTime call away, or even just a regular call or text, no matter what. And you're always there for me, and we can go get soy vanilla lattes and talk about it. And you always have the right thing to say. And when my family's crazy, you're always there for me to tell me it's going to be all right, too, and make sense of everything that's going on.
Good. So, do you remember when we first met?
Yeah, we first met in seventh grade. It was first period. Mr. Panzerini's science class.
Bio.
And we were doing an icebreaker. And the icebreaker was to get as many answers from the class, from like a little chart that had questions on it. And it was kind of like a bingo. And you had to put the person's name on it. And me and
we were both so awkward.
Yeah, we were awkwardly standing to the side of the classroom. We were by the teacher's desk because the lab tables were around and then the desks were in the front. But we were the only two in like the front of the classroom and everybody else was talking. So we turned around and we were like,
hey, what's your name?
What's your name? Yeah. Do you want to sign my paper? Do you want to write your name down?
So do you have a favorite memory of me?
That one's definitely one of them. And then another one, I would say, when I first started driving.
And in high school.
In high school, like junior year. And I would take you everywhere with me after school to pick my little brother
up. You were my ride home.
Yeah, I was your ride
home. My mom never picked me up in high school.
It was just you. It was fun, though, listening to music and driving. Or sometimes we would just drive for, like, nothing. Or run errands. Yeah,
run errands. Oh, like, that's my favorite thing.
That's still my favorite thing to do.
Yeah, literally. So, can you remember a time in your life when you felt alone?
A time in my life when I felt alone was junior year. I decided to transfer to Bonita High School,
which was a bad idea,
worst idea ever. And I didn't know anyone. It was junior year, so everybody already had their friendships from like middle school and their like little cliques, and I only knew like two people, but no one else. And then in classes it was super awkward because everybody already like knew who to partner up with.
They knew the teachers, they knew the classes,
everything, the map. Like I was a junior getting lost
literally
in high school.
Yeah, you were like a freshman. You were a freshman all over again.
Freshman all over again, and it sucked, and I felt super alone. I felt like I didn't know anybody.
Yeah. Okay, can you describe one of your happiest memories?
One of my happiest memories is grad night last year, when we were just having a lot of fun and walking, literally just the whole
grand night.
It was
you, me, and Amani. It was literally just us and Bridget. Bridget was there.
Yeah.
And it was literally so fun. Like I remember, it's still one of my favorite memories. Literally, yeah.
Just walking and like laughing.
Like Disneyland's already great, but we made it. Oh my god, it was so good.
We have to go back.
Yeah, that's also one of my favorite memories. It literally was so cool. We all had like the little ears.
We were so cute. Our outfits.
Ugh. So can you tell me about one of your most difficult memories?
One of my most difficult memories has to be senior year, when we slowly started seeing our group of friends lose interest in us, and we shared a bench and everything.
We lost interest in them. Because we realized they were awful.
Yeah, but we weren't really doing anything about it. We just were leaving them. We were still being nice to them, but they started being like rude
defensive.
To us. Defensive, yeah.
Yeah.
And that was pretty difficult, just separating from the whole school.
And we had to sit in the same area. Like, we had our bench.
Yeah, it was, like, a lot, like, tension all senior year, all second semester senior year.
They were just being really petty, and, like, there was really no need for them to be so rude about anything, because, like, we were just not wanting to be their friend, like, and people should understand if you don't want to be their friend.
Yeah, I mean, we're just trying to have, like, a good senior year. That's why we're doing anything.
But I think, like, the good memories of senior year kind of overshadowed, like, that, but it's definitely, like,
yeah,
like our life isn't very long, but it is like a hard memory that we have together. Yeah,
definitely.
So what does your future hold?
My future holds, in the next 3 years, my bachelor of undergrad in bio at SDSU, and then hopefully after that in med school. and that's 4 years, and after that, hopefully a really prestigious internship at a really good hospital for a year, surgical internship, because I want to be a surgeon, and then after that, 3 years of residency.
Right.
And then after that...
So you just have this whole thing planned.
Yeah, I do have the whole thing planned.
Right, and then you're going to get rich, and there you go.
I'm going to start my own practice.
Right. So what does your, like, what are your hopes for what my future holds for me and my children I don't have yet?
That you don't have yet. The future, I hope that you do whatever you dream of doing, obviously, and whatever you like to do, because I feel like... And I hope you finish your career in forensics and get your dream job of being an FBI agent, working to solve all those crimes. And I really hope you have children, because I don't want any. And
you need someone to spoil.
I need someone to spoil, yeah.
Yeah, for real.
All that money is going to be for you and your children.
No, for me and my children. So is there something about me that you've always wanted to know but you've never asked?
I feel like I always tell you everything. I feel so like we're so close that I can just ask you anything whenever.
Yeah.
There's nothing that
I... Because I think I know literally everything about you.
Yeah, there's nothing...
Like, if anything, you just haven't met my family, like, my whole family, yeah.
But, I mean, through stories, like...
We are pretty much already know everything. Yeah, you're right. So, how would you like to be remembered?
I would like to be remembered as hopefully a nice person. Mm-hmm. I hope that people don't think of me and they're like,
ugh, Scarlett. Yeah, yeah.
I hope they think of me and they're like, oh, like, she was very nice when I met her, very polite, fun, hopefully.
Fun.
Yeah, just that.
And then, so you have always been a really great friend. Like, I know we weren't that close in seventh grade, but like that's when it started, and we all liked One Direction.
Yeah, One Direction.
One Direction. And then I think Spanish class is what really got us to be really close. And then ever since then, we've literally done almost everything together, like everything.
Yeah.
And like, I have so many special memories with you and Imani. That literally, I think, like, we're going to be friends, like, forever. Like, knock on wood or something. I don't know. But, like, literally. I think we are, like, we've been through a lot. We know a lot. We're, like, pretty much the same person almost.
Yeah. We're pretty solid at this point.
And you mean a lot to me.
Oh, you too. yes.
So, that's it.
That's it. That concludes.
The end.
The end.